One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by Liquid IV, Raycon, and Upstart. More on that later. Let's get into the dew.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pant Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com. Ryan Sickler on all social media. Website for the show is thehoneydewpodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, all right? You're getting audio on Monday, dropping that video on Tuesday, all right? If you got to have more do, join the Patreon community where we're hearing the wildest shit I've ever heard in my life. I knew when we cast the line out to all y'all that we were going to get crazy shit, but I never in my life did I think I'd hear some of the shit I've heard. So it's $5 a month. If you sign up for the year, you'll get over a month of free episodes. It's been a lot of fun. Santa Monica Music Center here where I record. If you need music instruments, music lessons for you, your kids, this is the spot. They have online classes. Go to santamonicamusic.com. Use the code HONEYDEW. They'll waive the registration fee, and they'll give you one free lesson when you sign up for a package, all right? If you are new to the show, welcome. If you're not, welcome back. What we do over here is we highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. It is a pleasure to bring this gentleman back to the Honeydew, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome back Giannis Pappas, y'all. There he is.
Thank you to the what do you call them, Dew Heads? The
Dew Crew.
Dew Crew.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah,
double dues. Yeah. So what's up to the crew? It's good to be back, you know.
It's your first time in this studio. You were in the YMH studio the
first
time.
I was in that one, yeah. But you know what? This one is nice.
I hope you like it.
Yeah, this one is nice. I love that you kept the colors, you kept the theme, kept the bar table, and we've added your own mugs. So, you know, it's nice. Yeah.
You're such a nice dude.
Yeah, this is great.
Listen, I want you to promote everything, but I want to say, like, I constantly watch your videos.
Thank
your stand-up's fantastic. I love seeing you clip it out, but the characters you're doing, shirtless and shit, dude, and oh, God, I love it.
Yeah, it's Derek from Florida. Yeah,
Derek from Florida. My brother's name is Derek.
Florida, they're their own animal down there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they just Florida is just a place. It's like I realize it's kind of like America's penis, you know? If you were to do the brain is kind of like the Northeast, MIT, New York, Rhode Island. They got RIT up there, all those universities. And then you got like the middle is kind of America's stomach, you know, big stomach, you know, that's where we eat.
That's our girth.
Yeah. And then Texas is the balls, right? And California's kind of the mental illness, the delusion. That's
no
kind
doubt.
Of
no fucking doubt. Dude.
You know what? I hope the Chinese storm Santa Monica. Wouldn't that be funny?
We've been stormed already. Here.
But wouldn't it be great?
We have been stormed. We don't need any more movements coming in here. Storm.
Oh, yeah. Yes, recently you got stormed. But I mean, I'm talking about a proper invasion, like, you know, storming the beaches in Normandy. That would just be hilarious. Because I was looking, we were driving down the Pacific Ocean, and I was just looking. I was like, wow, China's over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, wouldn't it be great if they just fucking stormed? And then they just set up like a captain's quarters at Reese Witherspoon's house, you know?
Reese Witherspoon.
And then they're like planned their attack to Pepperdine University and just moved in. I just want them to storm. How great would it be if the Chinese stormed the fucking TikTok hype house? That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
I'd be for that.
I bet that place is like protected by 2-3 Mossad guys, but they would stand for a couple minutes because Mossad guys from Israel, they're tough, but the Chinese just got the numbers. And they
they do have
and
the
numbers. They may send a virus first and then do it second. What I'm saying is the Chinese may be invading now that the vaccine is here. That could have been phase one of the plan. Phase two CCP, they're going to fucking invade. And they're going to invade. They want Vancouver and they want California. It's closer. They're not going to get past the Midwest. They're going to get tired walking in like Nebraska and fucking Ohio.
Walking. They're going to walk.
The wrestlers in Iowa, those cornbread kids, are going to fucking stop them.
They are going
to Texas is ready. The citizens are ready. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can't storm the fucking capital in
Texas. Please promote everything you'd like to promote here at the top.
I'm COVID free.
You are.
Yeah, I'm COVID class of 2020, baby.
So am I.
Graduated.
I haven't even mentioned it on anywhere.
Yeah,
this
we
is
can
the first
do
time
open hand high fives. Yeah.
There it is. I had
but
it.
If you cough,
we'll talk
I'm
all about
here.
It on this
yeah.
episode. I cough when I laugh. Yeah. But I've got the antibody, and I got a healthy dose
Me
of
too.
It per my doctor.
Me too.
I got my negative test over there in the office. I got my antibody on the phone.
Isn't it funny when you cough now you have to explain? Like, people, you're like, because when you cough, you're like, that's the Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Because you see people just go like, what's up, man?
Like, hang on a second.
Yeah, are you exaggerating about the...
I had it.
Yeah,
had
when it. You had it. It's really, it's like really this
All right, wait, promote,
okay.
promote
yeah,
first.
Sorry.
We're getting off on the COVID. We're going
to
come back
to be
COVID.
Alive. I apologize.
I'm with
yeah.
you. I got it.
Promoting. I got a new podcast I just started called Long Days. It's just me ranting, and it's doing real well. It's off to a great start, so I want you to check that out. Of course, History Hyenas, which I plugged last time with me and Chris DiStefano. Check that out. Please watch my special, too, that's still up for free on YouTube called Blowing the Light. So check that out. And, yeah, I just did Rogan yesterday. Check that episode
yeah,
out. Check this new podcast I just did, Are You Garbage? Which you should do.
I did.
You did,
I
it?
Did it? I did
I mean, how
it.
Fun is
Fantastic.
That?
Fantastic.
I mean,
I loved it.
It was so much
They're
fun.
Guys,
so that just
yeah.
came out. So check that shit out. And it's good to be back on Honeydew. One of my favorite people I've met in comedy.
Thank you,
and
man.
And we only
Same,
really
bro.
Hung out on your fucking podcast.
That's it. Yeah. yeah.
But your guy, everyone's just like, yeah, he's just a great guy.
I don't know about yeah. that. You never know how people really feel about you, but.
Yeah. But it's true.
But we are COVID survivors. We're going to share our stories here on this episode. I haven't told anybody. And I didn't – I don't know if you did. And I don't have anything – I didn't make it public on my social media or whatever because we had a small – well, you had a small crew too. We had a
yeah.
different small crew. But
yeah.
why don't you start?
Yeah. So it's all public. People know to –
yeah.
So
– How did it happen? How did you first find out?
Okay. So I'll just preface it by going, I just had a baby. Right?
Congrats.
Not me.
Congrats.
I'm not trans, but.
Boy or girl?
It's a girl.
All right.
And yeah, but you guys say that in Cali. You'd be like, did I have a baby? No, I don't. And my pronouns are he, haw. No, my pronouns are he, him. And so I did not have a baby. My wife had a baby. I hate when people say we had a baby. I just, like, it just fucking bothers me. After I watched my wife deliver, I was like, I did not have that baby. That baby came
she
out.
She had it.
She had it.
We have it.
We have it.
Yeah.
I like that.
She had it.
Yeah.
We have it. Yeah. We have a baby.
Yeah. I can't feed that thing with my anything on my body.
No.
Yeah. So that's, you know, yeah. I mean, we should update. They shouldn't even be called women anymore. They should be called mortal gods. That's what their pronouns are.
I love
be.
That you see this.
It's yeah. crazy. So I just had a newborn, so I was kind of run down. So I'll preface it like I haven't been sleeping how it is when you first have a newborn.
Of course. We didn't sleep at all.
So
and are you also extra scared with the layer of you just brought a newborn into
yes.
a COVID-ridden world,
yes.
and this is the most vulnerable human on the planet right now?
Exactly.
Can't vaccinate, can't do anything yet.
Yeah, and it 6 weeks is the crucial point for the immune system. So pre-6 weeks, they're very vulnerable. And also, I was fat. Because I was hanging out with my pregnant wife, and we were fucking, you know, she
you
wanted
do.
Mozzarella sticks. We ate mozzarella sticks.
Listen, let me tell you something. Yeah. You had a girl, you said, or boy?
Girl.
Girl. The thing that getting fat helped me with is when you hold her, you can put her right there.
Yeah.
That belly pops out, and it's like a little fucking seat. I'm telling you, Mother Nature wants that for you.
It's wild.
It wants that for
it's,
you.
That's yeah. It's a positive spin on it.
Is.
I like it.
It's
yeah.
a seat.
I like that.
You'll see.
I'll go with that.
You'll see.
I will
also,
go
if
that.
I could give you any tips, and
yeah.
here's number one, don't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
Number two, don't always carry your daughter on the same side. It fucked my back up. Try to alternate.
Okay.
The whole time you're always doing this, fuck your whole
okay.
shit up. Your
I'll
whole system's
it.
Out of
yeah,
whack.
The people, the advice people gave me were like, oh, my God, you're never going to sleep again. It's so hard. It's like, it's hard for the women. They love to do it. I sleep, my mother and my wife and my mother-in-law, you know, they do most of it. My mother-in-law's been amazing helping us out. And like the baby just wants the mother more for the first 3 months
because
the baby's got food.
We can't
food.
Do anything.
We can't feed it.
Nothing. I've talked about it on my album. Nothing made me feel less like a man than being in the room watching my daughter's mother deliver my daughter.
Me too.
I mean, nothing made me feel more like a bitch in my life. Yeah. Like, what do I even need to fucking be here for? Yeah. There's nothing I can provide. I cut the cord.
Yeah.
But anyone could do that.
Yeah, I didn't cut the cord because they asked me. I was like, "Are you kidding? Like, I'm not a professional cord cutter." It's like telling
that's
me.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, that's like telling me when you go to a restaurant, like, "Go fucking get your." I'm like, "Don't you work here? That's what you do." First of all, they don't prepare you for that. That you're going to be part of the delivery. They make you work.
Yeah.
So if you haven't had a kid yet, just know
I held her leg.
Yeah,
and I'm
you're
like,
part of it. You hold your leg. You hold.
I'm
the
back
thing.
Here to console.
Yeah, he's going hold her, and then they're like third base coaches, which is hilarious. And a lot of times,
that's what
the nurse
I was like an umpire back there.
Yeah, they go, come on. I remember the doctor was going, that's it. That's the push. Come on, that's the push. And it wouldn't be the push. So I was like, Doc, can you stop saying that? Because you're fucking with her head. You're going, that's it.
You keep sending people around third and they're getting easily thrown out of home.
Exactly.
Doc.
He was fucking sending everybody.
Just sending them everybody. There's not even a play at the plate.
I was
man.
Like, dude, you're going to fucking, we're going to lose this game. Stop sending. There's no, it's not fucking, the ball is in the catcher's mitt. And you go, that's the push. Go. Oh, no. I could kind of see the head. And she was going like, oh my God, get this thing out of me. And I'm standing there. I'm holding the leg. I'm part of it. It's crazy. You're part of the delivery. So you just go to work.
So are you, at first, were you, so wait, I got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Because you had corona and you have a newborn.
So the newborn, when I got corona, she was about 3 weeks old or 4 weeks old. So it was like.
So did you leave the house?
So what happened was we did a podcast. Me and Chris went down to do Flagrant 2 with Akash Singh, Andrew Schultz. Andrew Schultz, we were filling in for Andrew because Andrew was at that time writing his Netflix show and he was on a deadline. But they were all at the studio. So they were in one room writing the Netflix show. And then we went into the studio and did the show. So it was me, Chris, Akash, a kid from Netflix to watch so we didn't say something wild and ruin Andrew's deal. And which when you have the hyenas, you know, you're going to have to edit with the hyenas. And then Alex, Schultz's producer. So there was five of us mm-hmm. in there. Guy from Netflix had it already. And Chris is immune. I mean, apparently, because Chris was with a couple people that had it, slept at their house, in the car with them.
In the car.
Negative. And he was the only one in that room that didn't get it.
Wow.
So I got it. Alex got it. Akash had it. Akash got it from someone he did a show with. Andrew Schultz got it. Marky Gagnon got it. One of the writers and one of Schultz's guys who helped him write the show and writes those things. He's great. And maybe a few other people got it that I don't know about. Colin Quinn got it from me.
Damn.
Yeah, because we had Colin Quinn on the hyenas right the next day, and I didn't know. So, because it takes a couple days. Mm-hmm. And then Akash told us when he found out he had it. So then I knew Colin was going to get it. And Colin's 60 at this point, 61 maybe. And he's had a heart attack. So, like,
yeah.
That was also hard for me knowing that, you know, that's the part nobody talks about is how difficult the isolation can be. Because you're worrying about the people you've given it to, if you know, you know, and if you have a newborn, I was worried like, geez, did I give it to my newborn? Did I give it to my mother? Did I give it to my mother? Because what are they going to do? They're raising a baby. So it was like, you know, you can't, my wife can't stop raising the baby.
Right.
They'd have to give it to someone else. I mean, it was like a fucking nightmare. So, for me.
So my situation was I was going to so I go every 6 months to get physicals. My family's always had health history, and I don't fuck around. So I go in the week before, I give the blood, the urine, I come back the week later, they've got the results, we sit down, we go over everything, right? So I go in on like a Monday, and this is right at like Christmas, and I get tested and I'm negative. I'm also negative for the antibody. So I haven't had it and I don't have it. And then Segura's now in like about to get out of recovery or whatever. But I'm like, hey, are you allowed to have visitors? Can I come see you? He's like, oh my God, I'd love it. When's the last COVID test you had? I was like, you know, a little over a week ago. And he's like, well, you got to have one within like 48 hours. And I was like, no problem. And I take one knowing it's going to be negative, but it's positive. I'm like, no. So then I think, well, there's a lot of rumors out here that there's
false positive.
Right. Because I have no fucking symptoms.
Right.
So I call my daughter's mother and she answers the phone and I'm like, you sound like shit. And she's like, I just left a COVID test. I'm like, well, you have it. And she's like, how do you know I have it? And I said, because I have it. And she's like, but you don't. I go, I got a positive test and you sound like it. So let's go get Stella tested. So we get our daughter tested. She's positive. Her mom's positive. We had to get a babysitter. She's positive. And then two close friends of ours, positive. So there's six of us in our inner circle that got it. And, you know, at this point, who the hell knows? You know, we're a split family. We have to go back and forth. Everyone has to work. We're very diligent about masks and washing hands and sanitizer nonstop. And, you know, the doctor's like, Ryan, in L.A., it's 1 in 5. It might even be worse than that by the time this thing drops. And, you know, I'm like, is it airborne in these stores? He's like, yeah. He's like, the thing is, you got tested a week ago here. You have no symptoms. You wouldn't just...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Test yourself again a week later. You're not supposed to anyway. You're clogging up the fucking system. So there's 3 to 4 days where you're completely asymptomatic while you have it and you don't know, and you're in the grocery stores and the Targets or the wherevers, and this is the problem. This is why we need a vaccine. There's not people, there's probably some assholes maliciously going out there, but most people, once they have it, they realize, oh, fuck, this has probably been in my system 3 to 4 days, and I've been to 800. So he's like, someone could have sneezed in the fucking grocery store, and you walk into that, gets in your eyes.
Yeah, or you touch something and just scratch your eye.
Boom,
or,
done. He's like, and there's six of you. There's no way to know. So fortunately, and this is what I was telling you, none of us ran fevers. None of us had muscle aches. None of us had anything in our chests,
right?
At least feeling it. We'll talk about that a little bit. You talked a little bit to me outside about like the GI stuff. Like, I had diarrhea at first, but also I was drinking this like probiotic dairy yogurt, and I was like, I think it might be that actually. And as soon as I stopped doing that, diarrhea was
no
gone.
Pain or cramp or
nothing.
Yeah, you didn't
dude.
Have it. Yeah,
so
you'd know if you had the GI version.
My daughter was very mild. 2 days of mild stomach aches, but still ate normal energy, no fever, slept normal, all that. My friend and the sitter, they lost sense of smell for like 3 days. And then everyone was mild. My daughter's mother was like the worst, down for a couple days. I had a head cold that I would put it a 4 out of 10. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like nasal spray and I can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
But after day like 4, boom, smell goes and taste goes. It's been what, a month? I still don't have smell at all right now. Mm-hmm. And
so
I can
that's
taste.
That's good because I just farted.
You can in here because I had it.
I know you told me before. So I was like, should I let this
you
one
can
go?
Drop
I was like,
them all.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Drop them all.
Which has been a great thing about the masks. And like, because I've been like, wherever I shop, I've been crop dusting, just going like everyone's
boom,
got masks.
Boom.
It's almost like it's set up. The world is almost, you can use your imagination.
Yeah.
Like in the movie Life is Beautiful, where he was telling his daughter all the funny stuff and rearranging why they were in the concentration camps. In my mind, to make it happier, I was going like, everyone's wearing masks because I fart a lot. So this is like the government was like, Giannis's ass is so fucking fumed out. Everyone's got to put a mask. And that made me smile. That made me
That's
happy.
Good.
Comedy cures everything.
It does.
It really
does.
Is a natural drug. And it's needed.
I can tell you, I can taste sweet. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what the fuck it is, but I can tell you something sweet in my mouth. I can taste minty, and I can feel spice and heat. I can't smell a fucking thing. I can't smell weed. The other night I was cleaning the bathroom.
It's a good time to eat pussy. All right, that's too far.
Good time to eat ass, bro.
Good time to eat ass.
Good time to eat ass right now.
That's wrong.
Big ass.
Not everyone's got fumes.
But I'm cleaning the bathroom and I've got bleach and I don't.
I have a daughter now. I got to stop with that, right?
Listen, there's enough. Your daughter's already heard. They're going to hear everything we've ever fucking said.
That's what I think.
And use it against us.
When I have to go in for parent teacher conference, I'm going to have to come in and be like, my dad puts a wig on and goes, das eh. That's his career. oh, God, it's going to be a weird.
But my eyes start burning, my throat starts burning, and I realize, oh, fuck, I can't smell the bleach. And that's what's killing me in this bathroom. I'm like, holy shit. So at first I was like, this might be a false positive. Then I was like, oh, five other people got it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah. And then when I lost my smell, I was like, boom. So it's been and then I told you, I'm very diligent about this shit. I went and got the antibody test. I have it. I got a healthy dose of it. But they said they did see some nodules on my lungs and shit that might be scarring from it. So I got to go back in like 6 months to a year to see what that's all about. I don't know when this shit's going to come back, but I'm alive. I'm well. I'm right here. I'm able to provide. And I almost feel bad because I know there's so many people that had this, and you're going to tell your story. You were bad and so many lives have been lost. But I asked the doctor, and Lana, who owns the store here, her cousin was like head of COVID admissions at UCLA. And we were like, if I'm kind of bad, but my daughter's mild, can I make her more sick? And she's like, nope. Mm-hmm. If you all have it, you have it.
Right. Because it's the reaction, your immune system. What actually makes you sick is not the virus, it's how your body reacts to the virus. The virus wants to live. So that's why viruses mutate down to kind of live, they want to live. You got like cold viruses and shit like that want to live in you. The thing is, this is so foreign to our immune system. We're like, what the fuck is this? And that second wave of inflammation for some people is really bad.
Yeah.
So it's ironic that sometimes people's immune systems have a strong response, and that strong response makes you sick.
Right.
Ironically, sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know whatever these nodule scar things are or whatever, but also my doctor was saying, like, just till a couple months ago, he goes, I couldn't find a patient with corona. Then seasonally, it hits. And he goes, now, one of two things, and I'm not a conspiracy guy, but we're either calling everything corona, or he goes, I haven't had one regular case of influenza. Mm-hmm. Now, we may have eradicated or at least pushed it down with the diligent washing of hands and mask wearing, mm-hmm. and maybe that's it. Or maybe everyone that's got a sniffle, whatever, is called corona. I don't know. But, so four of us quarantined together. We decorated for Christmas. We sat there in our night pants. We fucking ordered food in. We made shit. We watched every movie you could think of. I had my daughter like 10 of the 15 days. The doctor said, get out and get vitamin D. We'd put masks on and stay away and just go get sun. But I was telling you, we walked one day for like 15 minutes. I came home. I took a 3.5-hour nap.
That takes it out of you.
I did dishes and I was down for an hour and a half. But we would drive around at night because we all had it. We're in the car together, windows up, and we drive around and look at Christmas lights and listen. Listen.
COVID brought your family closer together.
It was
together.
A COVID Christmas with a COVID crew.
It was COVID Christmas.
I hate to say that. I mean, we weren't feeling great, but we were like, we're good. People are way worse. We're fortunate. And it was also this little like reminder that, honestly, this is all you need right here. It's not about any of these other things. Like, your health is literally, it's everything. And especially, I'll bet you're sweating it. When you got a newborn, you want to be there for your kid. You want to see all these moments and be a dad and shit. Yeah. It's got to fuck with your. Because the worst part of it, honestly, was the anxiety of waking up every day. Is it in my chest?
Right.
Okay, all right. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good today. Right. And then wake up again. And we had a little, marks on the wall. We're banging them out like
day four, day five.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
It's like jail time. Yeah, you're trying to get out. Yeah.
I called my doctor and he said everybody was sort of like you, pretty mild. He said he did have a guy test positive for 45 days.
Yeah, is that in the GI? Do you have the GI version? Because the GI version lingers longer. It lingers in your GI tract.
They wouldn't let him go back to work.
Yeah.
There's a private. So CDC says 14 days, get back out there. Even if you don't have smell, whatever, it's not, you're not contagious. But this guy had to test for work, and he said he had a patient. It was 45 days it took him to get a negative test.
Yeah, but that, whoever, that whoever company that is stupid because that.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've changed it now to 7 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
they're the safest people. We are the safest people to be around.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
We are the safest people, to be, yes. And those who've been vaccinated. But they say I think it was 10, and then it was 7. Come out of quarantine at 10, and now they say 7.
Okay.
So they know that's when your body generally beats it, and you're not contagious anymore, or has beaten it to the point where it's not contagious anymore. Those positive tests that linger for 40 days or whatever. Those are usually people who have GI symptoms, and it
you know so much about.
I know everything, and so the amount of doctors I talked to, I have cousin-in-laws, like one of the greatest doctors, and so it lingers, but it comes up positive because it's like dead virus floating around, and the test is so sensitive that it picks it up. So
so tell me everything.
That's
wait. Can I tell you this is so yeah? So me wanting to visit Segura is how I found out I even fucking had it.
Right.
Or I never would have got tested until my daughter's mother said something. And if everyone was fine, again, I'm out there for a week with this shit and not even knowing it until all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I can't smell. Oh, right. My God.
Right. That's one of the telltale signs, which I didn't have that.
You didn't.
My smell was obfuscated by the pneumonia, which because there's like, you know, you got pneumonia. I had double pneumonia, so... All right, I'll tell the whole story.
Whole story.
So we do the podcast. Then I go home. I drive home. So I'm with my daughter without a mask. So I've been exposed. I have COVID at this point, unbeknownst to me, which is how everyone is when they first get it, obviously. Unless you imagine having that superpower. Well, fuck, I got what a useless one. It's good for like one day.
Yeah,
that's your one. You're like, that's my superpower is I know I have COVID specifically, this disease that will be here for a pandemic and then be gone by vaccine. But anyway, so I went home, held my daughter, greatest feeling in the world, obviously, 3 weeks old.
You're probably kissing her and smothering her with saliva and everything else.
My wife is there.
And...
My wife, her mother, we're all there. My house is not that big. I'm there. Then, next day we go, me, Chris, our producer, we go to Chaz Palminteri's house. And we shoot something there, an episode for our History Hyenas. Unbeknownst to me, he had it already. His
Chaz?
Son, Chaz, had it.
He's older. Did he do well with it?
He did fine.
He was all right?
Yeah, okay. His symptoms weren't that bad. He had it. His son had it. He's the greatest guy, by the way. He had it, and I'll tell you about that afterwards. He was like talking to me on the phone and helping me through the anxiety.
Wow.
Because the anxiety stayed.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That anxiety. Plus the level of having a newborn, like, oh, my God, could I kill my fucking newborn child? Like, I'm over here just having those feelings myself
right
now.
Well, you're an empathetic guy, so a lot of people don't get that right away, but that was a big part of what I was going through. That was, like, a huge part. Huge part of what I was going through was every day – every minute felt like an hour because I'm going like,
how's my baby?
And then also, am I going to see my baby again? When I started getting sick, and I got real sick. So, and then the anxiety compounded on top of that. And then when you go to the hospital, the way they treat you kind of is like a soldier a little bit because they're dealing with so much stuff that they can't tell you you're going
to
be okay.
You actually went to the hospital.
I did, yeah. I know I'm going out of order and everything.
It's okay. But, I'm just – you had it bad.
Yeah. So then I – after that, I go back home again. So that's 2 days I'm home with them when I have it.
And you've been in a hospital now or you
– No. This is the beginning.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sorry. I'm going back to the beginning. After Chaz – after we shoot with Chaz, right? And they all had it or else I would have given it all to them.
Good.
Right? Chris, again, didn't get it. So as you know, Chris DeStefano, my podcast partner, somehow didn't
get
it.
Who you sit next to.
Yeah, I think he didn't get it because he's admitted on the podcast that he's had chlamydia a bunch. He calls himself Chrissy Chlamydia. So I feel like COVID showed up.
Built up and it was like, get the fuck out.
Well, you know
when
you go to an elevator and it's packed and you're like, I'll just take the next one? Yeah, COVID showed up and was like, this one's already full and just went to me. Yeah, I mean, you know, in his past, he's good now. You know, he's got another kid on the way. God bless him. But in his past, you know, kid's got some time.
Yeah.
So then we go the next day and shoot an episode in the studio, our studio in Brooklyn, which is where I ended up quarantining, which also was a horror story. And we shoot it with Colin Quinn.
Okay.
So we shoot that episode. And then The next day, we get a text from Akash going, fellas, I'm really sorry. You know, I was feeling a little run down. Like yesterday, I went and got tested. I have COVID. So I was like, fuck. And I just knew. You know, when you know, you're like, shit, we were sitting there talking in the closed room. Like, that's how you get it. You know, that's like why it comes on in the winter. It's like everyone's inside, talk. I was like, fuck. And we were sitting there for an hour and a half. So, but I didn't feel it yet. So I just decided, all right, I'll get COVID tested tomorrow. Let me drive home because it had been a couple days. So I'm like, maybe I didn't get it, you know? When I get home, I put a mask on. I tell my wife, like, yeah, let me just – I didn't want to fuck. I was just like, let me, you know. And then
– here, slide that mic a little closer.
Sorry.
To you.
And then – and then whatever the timeline was. And then I take a shower. And I'm feeling like a little weird. It's a weird feeling I can't
describe.
This
is within 2 days?
This is a – no, this is now 3 days or 4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This is 3 days, almost four because it's nighttime of Wednesday, right, or something. So it's a weird feeling. The first symptoms were weird. It was like a burning here, like a little burning, and then just like I'm in a dream, like a little like, whoa. And then I took a shower, and then I took my temperature. And when you take a hot shower afterwards, your temperature's a little higher. So I was like, oh, I was like, I think I got a 99.9. That's not a fever, right? And I take it again, boom, 100.7 or something like that. And I just was like, fuck, I'm out of here. I told them, I packed, I left, and I drove straight to our studio, right? Because there's still a bed there. It's my old apartment. So I kept it, and we just used that. So I went there, and then I got a COVID test in the morning. I felt fine that morning, felt fine. He took my temperature when I went to get the COVID test, the doctor, no fever, nothing. I ate a bagel, appetite, took a nap. I woke up, saw the text, you're positive.
Damn.
I was like, okay. And then he's like, you have a finger thing, a finger, an oximeter. I was like, no. He's like, all right, you know, let's see how you feel. Just tell me how your symptoms are as we go along. First night. Fine. I sleep fine, watch some movies, order food, full appetite, fine.
But you're by yourself, away from your
daughter. By myself, away from my baby, and, worried about that. Yeah. Like that, oh my God.
Did I give it to them?
Did I give it to Colin? And so that's when the worry starts, right? So that's just anxiety.
So now you're like, fuck, I gave it to Colin.
Fuck, I gave it to my baby.
Right. And but mother, you knew for a fact that you gave it to Colin.
I just knew that since we're sitting in the apartment and we did an hour and a half, it's like it's probably – we switched seats at one point. He used the microphone. I couldn't see how he wouldn't get it.
You make a great point because I'm very fortunate. I told Ash our numbers were getting out of control here, and I was like, look, we work for ourselves. I don't want to be working during the holidays. Let's get enough episodes ahead, and we'll chill. So we were able to shut this down, and I know it didn't come out of here, which – is also pretty awesome that every person that's come in here has been honest and fortunate too. We're fortunate because it could have been during that period where they didn't even know they had it, but not one person's had to call me and tell me. So I'm very fucking lucky for
that's
that.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
But it's also, I hear you guys got a crowd of people in there too.
Yeah. We had a crowd of people in there. And you know, it's unfortunate because that's the problem. It's like, this is what makes it a Sophie's Choice. It's like, we got to make a living. You know what I mean? And it's like, so everyone's struggling with this Sophie's Choice of like, I got to make a living, but COVID, I don't want to give it to anyone. I don't want to get it. It is a very dangerous and unpredictable. It's Russian roulette. I mean, it's a real thing. And most people, it's mild and the symptoms are mild, but it's also scary because you don't know who you gave it to.
Right.
And you don't know, they don't know for sure what the long-term effects of this thing
are. That's right. That's what I'm waiting to find out.
Yes. It doesn't seem bad. The latest studies I keep reading is like, this seems like it's okay. It seems like people who recover, but there are some long haulers. And of course, they're usually older. They have some other conditions. But they'll never know. They'll never know for sure until years go by. So that's a whole nother story. But anyway, so I drive straight to the studio. I'm, you know, first day, second day. The only thing is the anxiety of who did I give it to? Did I give it to Colin? Did I give it to my baby? Did I give it to my wife? Did I give it to my mother-in-law?
But you're still feeling all right.
Still feeling okay. I'm going like, this is going to be a breeze. People are calling me. You know, then a few doctors called, you know, like my wife's father is a doctor. He's not a doctor in that field, but he's a doctor. So he's like, you know, just be careful. You know, this thing, it's unpredictable. Which made me nervous. In retrospect, I wish he didn't fucking call
me. My doctor said the same. He goes, listen.
You don't want to hear it.
What are you on? I go, like, day 4 or 5. He goes, all right. He goes, well, this is where it gets tricky because this is where it sort of can take a turn. But I really believe that if you're only with these symptoms right now, you're going to probably get through with that. And I was like, fuck. Exactly. And that's where the mental fuck comes.
And exactly. Is that second wave now they call of inflammation that comes day 3 to 7, somewhere in there, you know, usually 3, 4, 5. And that's what happened to me. Bang. And it's weird.
Did you wake up like that?
Or it was like in the middle of the night I woke up and the symptoms were different like every day, every hour. It was weird, man.
So you went from just the fever came back first.
Fever would come back harder at night. Of course, you feel the fever more at night because you're just laying there doing nothing. And my fever was not that bad. 100, 101. You know, Alex, the producer, had it 104.
Damn.
Yeah, 104. Yeah.
Whoa. That's dangerous.
Yes. And he had it for days. So it started with that. And then it starts with this. I remember the back pain was like back pain. So it was like difficult to sleep and lay down. And the ache was this back pain. It's just weird back pain. Then the dry mouth was so dry, like dry. And then the stomach kicked in. And that was the worst. Those were my main symptoms. And then the weakness, fatigue, the sweating. My liver enzymes for some reason got elevated.
Everything.
Yeah, it attacks a lot of different. Some people, it attacks their brain.
Yeah.
And kills tissue. It attacks you. You can attack your heart. Obviously, it attacks your lungs. That's the common one.
I mean, I went and got a scans and x-rays on my lungs. That's how they saw the nodules. I went and got a scan on my heart. I went and got, you know, gave the blood for the test for the antibody, and I got it. I've already tested negative as well. Just wanted to get that. I've got everything you could fucking have right now. So,
yeah.
But knock on wood, I mean, I hear these stories. So
there's a lot of different stories. I know someone who knows someone who's paralyzed from it. They don't know if it's permanent. I know someone else whose doctor friend was in the ICU intubated for 2 months. So these things happen. It happens.
It's legit. Yeah, all these people that think it's a conspiracy, you know, it's not.
It's retarded. Yeah, it's just retarded behavior.
It's fucking, it's real.
Yeah.
And
it's like Mark McGuire is to a baseball player. This is to the flu.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
This is like the flu on steroids.
The Barry Bonds of flu.
It's the fucking Barry Bonds of SARS.
And my doctor said, look, it's here to stay. And I go, it is? So I was asking him about that too. And he goes, well, COVID-19, we're going to get immune to that, but it's going to mutate like influenza does,
yeah.
And it's going to be COVID-22 or whatever the fuck year it is next, and then we're going to need one for that,
yeah.
And that, and
yeah.
That. You know, it's here to stay.
Yeah.
My brother's a scientist and works for the Army, and he makes Corona in a lab. They actually create it.
So he's got to know some shit about this.
And study it. And he was saying that
He was just going, it's a bioweapon by CCP.
Here's the thing.
They got to it before we did, damn it.
These motherfuckers. He really believes how you react is strictly just your body type. It's it. Like, there's no – like, there's rumors that – what is it? Type O is immune. So I don't know if that's true. He's like, it's just – it's what you said. It's exactly what you said. It's just how your body handles that virus.
The analogy for me is like it's Russian roulette with one bullet and like – an 8-chamber or 10-chamber gun. So would you play Russian roulette? Would you spin it and do – so it's like the chances are greatly in your favor that you're going to get through it and be okay. Almost everyone lives, 99%. It's got like a 1% mortality rate or something. It's hovering around there. This is not killing us like the Spanish flu. It's not killing us like the plague. It's not killing us like you know, smallpox or whatever used to or whatever else.
But history repeats itself, and I'm hoping within the next 2 years it's the roaring 20s of this generation coming out of a fucking
plague.
It will be.
We're about to end that. And by summer, this will be over, I believe.
I hope so.
Distribution will speed up. It'll be a combination of herd immunity, vaccine distribution. And
well, this city's about to be one of the safest places to be in the world. It's so filthy here. Yeah. We're all going to have it. And the next 3 months is going to be the perfect time visit L.A.
Yeah. So we'll get through
All COVID comedians, come on out and do when you're out here.
Come out, see my show. Yeah, people be barking on the street. Come see the show. Stand up. Everyone's got the antibodies. You know, it's called COVID comedians. So then, yeah.
So all right.
It hit me bad. Then that's when it started. About 3, 4, boom.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Liquid IV. Now, one of the goals I have for myself this year is to stay healthy, and I will be doing that with the help of my favorite hydration product, Liquid IV. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as plain water. Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, and passion fruit, and they recently launched strawberry. Imagine a freshly picked taste of ripe, juicy strawberries topped with decadent notes of whipped cream. Now, I love Liquid IV. I've been using it not only when I feel dehydrated around the house or whatever, I pop these things in. You're listening to this episode now, all during the coronavirus, I took Liquid IV. I took the wellness one that had zinc, it had vitamin C, and absolutely helped me out. It's the perfect balance to help you hydrate more quickly and effectively than water alone. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They've already donated 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. They've donated over 10 million servings globally. Now, grab your strawberry Liquid IV or their other great flavors in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use my promo code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, code HONEYDEW. Our next sponsor is Upstart. Now, last year showed us that you never know what life is going to throw at you. And if you use credit cards to pay for unexpected expenses, it can be overwhelming to manage that debt. Take control with Upstart so you know exactly what to expect. Upstart is the fast and easy way to get a personal loan to pay off your debt, all of it online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple, fixed monthly payment. I know a lot of you are using this out there, and you've emailed me, told me how great it's been for you, how easy it was, and how easy your life is now because of it. I absolutely recommend get it all together. Don't be paying ridiculous interest rates on these credit cards. They don't deserve your money. Upstart finds smarter rates with trusted partners because they assess more than just your credit score. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans from $1,000 to $50,000. You can get approved the same day and receive funds as fast as one business day. If debt is taking over your life, it's time to get a fresh start with Upstart. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/honeydew. That's upstart.com/honeydew. Do not forget to use my URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Raycon. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for is by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. There's nights I lay on the couch, listen to music, listen to old stand-up back when we could do that. Everybody in the house loves these Raycons. I told you before, my stepson took my other pair, won't give them back. He's out there skating with them, tells me how much he loves them. And if he comes around again and leaves them, I'm taking them. So whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast or binging an audiobook or powering through your workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears can make all the difference, all right? There's no dangling wires or stems to get in your way here. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. And the best part is Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. I know a lot of you out there are using these too, and you hit me up about this. They're great. I'm telling you, it's worth a shot. You save so much money, you lose absolutely no quality. And Raycon right now is offering 15% of all their products for my listeners. And here's what you got to do to get it. You go to buyraycon.com/honeydew. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/honeydew. Buyraycon.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do. Now, where are you mentally with worrying about your daughter?
Horrific.
Are you FaceTiming and I'm, just freaking
I, at
out?
At that point, I was too sick to look at my
really?
Phone. It got to a point where I couldn't watch TV and concentrate. I was so nauseous. I can't imagine what people go.
Did you throw up or any of that?
Threw up. But
you
I,
did.
I was. I couldn't get any food down. So I was throwing up just yakking, just going, ah, and nothing was coming out. And yeah, just like water was coming out. And then I was sweating. I don't know what the sweating was about, but it's part of the fever, the disease, the way my body reacted. So I was drinking water. And I just, the mistake I made was I drank way too much water and I got what they call hypotremia.
Which the fuck is that?
You drink so much water, you're getting no salt because you're not eating anything and having diarrhea, which dehydrates you. So without the Gatorade, here's a tip. If you have diarrhea, like bad, drink Gatorade. It just makes you safe. Make sure you get that sodium. Make sure you get those electrolytes, which you need.
I was telling you, and this is not a shameless plug, but Liquid IV is a sponsor. What's up, Liquid IV?
Use that shit.
And I'm telling you, during that, the whole time they had, you know, I thought they were just different flavors at first when I first got them. But when I looked at them, I was like, oh, this is for energy. This is for immunity. So I would take the zinc, the vitamin D. My doctor's like, you know, we don't know, but vitamin D is seems to be very important for this. But I've been taking like a super vitamin D where it's just one a week, and my vitamin D levels have been off the charts.
Man. Right.
They were off the charts. He's like, hey, mate, my doctor's legit. He's like, look, man, he goes, why would you want to get the vaccine? I go, to be protected. He's like, what you just went through is better than any vaccine.
Right, because it's nature's defense.
I go, but doesn't the vaccine last like a year like the flu? He goes, no. He goes, look, we don't know. He's like, I'd love to tell you it's an annual vaccine, but it could last 3 months, 6 months. We don't know.
Right.
So test, if you're really that worried about it, test in a few months. If you still have the antibody, just wait. And then when you don't have it, then get the fucking vaccine and ride it out.
The last test they did at MIT looks good for people who have strong antibodies.
Which we have.
Yes. It looks good. That 8 or 9 months, they still have it. So they're extrapolating for that maybe this will last years. And even if you don't have the antibodies, I think it's the B cells or something that will recognize to produce those T cells. So they think the memory, your immune system's memory, as they call it, will be pretty good in most cases. There's a few cases not. There's exceptions.
There's always exceptions,
but it's looking good.
Do you get any, like, I know my heart's good because I've had every fucking scan you can have, EKGs, but do you get, like, I get these weird, like, little pains that, like, ping through it and shit.
Probably anxiety.
I mean,
did they take a look at your heart?
Yeah, everything's fine, anxiety. But I'm saying I've heard about palpitations and stuff with COVID and shit like that.
I was getting, like, lightheaded when I stood up, but that's probably just getting older or anxiety. Anxiety is such a big part of this thing, especially if you're
really
a comic.
It was the worst part.
We think too much to begin with. And we're in our own heads to begin with. And we're just, besides like guys like Joe Rogan who can kill you with their bare hands and a few others, we're a bunch of like pussy people who are like, you know, overthink, want attention. We're like little babies. So as a comedian having this, that made it worse. I think too much as it is. I have an anxiety problem as it is. So this was just like, holy shit, I'm worried. And then there's the thing, like, I don't want to die.
No, I know. I'm not ready to go.
The best thing that ever happened to me just happened to me.
Now you have everything to
lose. And then I'm going like, fuck, I'm going to die right when I have a baby? And then when you get COVID, your brain, you start to fucking hallucinate because I wasn't eating. So this is the bad part of what happened to me is I lost my full appetite. I could not eat a thing. The thought of eating disgusted me. I couldn't eat to the point where I would order chicken soup. I had to chew the chicken for like an like fucking 10 minutes till it's like, and then I couldn't even get it. I would have to push it down with water. So that made me drink even more water. That's what gave me the hypotremia. And I'm having diarrhea and I'm not sleeping.
What does hypotremia do to your body?
So hypotremia means the water, you're drinking too much water and nothing else. And so it dilutes the sodium in your blood. You can't hold on to sodium. It's like you're peeing everything out and it just unbalanced and your sodium levels dropped. And that's where the danger to me came. So I was really sick with the fever, which got up to 102 at some point. Unbeknownst to me until I went to the hospital, I had double pneumonia. The worry and anxiety from
You had double pneumonia plus coronavirus?
Well, the double pneumonia is just what pneumonia means. It's a fancy word for inflammation and fluid in the lungs.
Okay.
So COVID causes pneumonia.
All right.
So it's COVID caused pneumonia. You can have a flu that causes pneumonia. You know, bacteria could cause pneumonia or a virus can cause pneumonia. Things cause them, but it's inflammation in the chest. So it's not in addition to COVID. It was caused by
COVID.
So I'm feeling weird, like day six. Fucking weird, man. Like I've never felt before. My brain is weird. I'm calling myself we at this point. Like hallucinating. And the thing that freaked me out, Ryan, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I'm calling myself we, which is like, I guess that's my pronoun.
I was about to say, is anybody rocking the we
Nobody's
pronoun?
Nobody's rocking the we.
You should start that.
I started, and that freaked me out because I'm like, I'm going, am I losing it?
Who are you talking to? Just yourself out loud. Give me an example of what you're saying with we.
I was talking to me. And I at this point, I wasn't looking at my phone. I was too sick. Every time I looked at my phone, I felt more nauseous. Every time I looked at Twitter and saw news, it made me more.
We got to stop looking at this phone.
Yeah. So I stopped looking at the phone. Exactly. We got to start looking at this phone. We got to get some sleep because I wasn't sleeping. Like, we got to get some sleep. We got to eat some. And then I'm talking to myself. And then I realize, like, holy shit, we're social species. I haven't been around somebody and I'm sick now 5 days, 6 days with this.
That's what I'm saying.
Freak out.
We were so glad we were able to be around each other. Like, why not?
That makes a difference.
You know, it made every bit of difference.
And I was in the studio. And there was nowhere to walk.
Right.
I had nowhere to walk. There's equipment everywhere. So I'm getting out of bed, and I'm like walking like this, just back and forth in a hallway. That's the only room I had. So it was a horrible place to quarantine. I'm all by myself, and that was part of it too. A lot of it was mental. But then I started to feel weird, man. Whatever day – this was the day before Thanksgiving. So this is when I was sick, around Thanksgiving. Also, I got Rogan booked. I'm supposed to go like – the next week. So I'm hoping to get better, anxious to get better to go because it's my first time doing it. So I'm like, I want to do Rogan, you know, it's fucking. And then this one, whatever day it was, I'm calling myself we. I'm fucking starting to freak out.
Okay, we got to get better. We're going to be doing Rogan next week.
We're going to be doing Rogan next week. And I'm going, who the fuck am I talking to? Who am I talking to? And then the fear that you're losing it overcomes you. Am I losing my fucking mind?
I have this blood disease too where I can't, it's called factor five. I'm prone to clotting and I can't sit for more than 90 minutes without getting up and moving. And so I can't just sleep like that. I can't. I have got to get up. So I would set alarms on the Alexa and shit and get up and just walk the house and stuff and just walk out on the balcony and shit because it's all we could do. So that anxiety, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you feel
because like the thing we didn't want any of us to have to do was go to the hospital.
Right.
We did not, because out here is fucked. Like a friend of mine works in the industry and he was
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Like, look, there's plenty of fucking ventilators. I'm like, could you get us? He's like, I could get them for you if you really need it. But there's plenty of them. He's like, the thing that you don't have are the beds.
Right.
And he said they took them to the hospital out in like Baldwin Park or wherever the hell he said it was. And they took them out back and showed them the freezer trucks with dead bodies because they can't. It's crazy.
In L.A. is like New York was, but worse.
But you guys got better, but because you guys all – everyone got it there.
Yeah, but it's bad now. I mean, I think it's like 5% again. And Long Island, I think, is 10%.
Damn.
So the rates are high right now. I don't think it's as bad as March was, but I spoke to a doctor friend of mine actually this morning who works at a hospital in Brooklyn, and he said the ICU is packed. He said the ER has plateaued. So it's not good. It's not good. And
so I'm sorry. We got to get better. Rogan's next week.
Yeah. So
you're a week in now.
Huh?
You're about a week into this now. You're halfway there.
No, I'm about day four or five.
Now are you doing a 14-day, right?
14-day
quarantine.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm sick. I'm
That's
like,
what it's supposed to be. 14 like 14 days. If you have it. Yeah.
Now they say 7.
I can't even believe it's
one day
in
without
half
a fever.
Already.
Yeah. So the thing is, if you get to day 7 and you have one day without a fever, they can say you can come out of quarantine. Used to be 10.
Right.
And then the quarantine period was like 14. So now the CDC says 7. That's their.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's their new thing. But 7 to 10 is what they say. But but the important also is one day without a fever, no symptoms, no fever.
And no symptoms, no fever without the aid of ibuprofen or any of
without
that.
Without the aid of Tylenol. That's right. Important to say as well. That's what they say. That's the official CDC policy on it now. So this was about day 3 or 4, day before Thanksgiving.
And how old's your daughter? Are you like 2 months?
At this point, she was 3 months.
God,
yeah, yeah.
You got a brand new, yeah.
She's, she's 3 months now. What did I just say? She was weeks old. I'm sorry.
Weeks.
She was weeks old. So she's 3 months.
Weeks.
She'll be 3 months in a couple days.
God.
So this was now almost 2 months ago. So I have a
three, four week old baby. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Absolute newborn. 4 weeks old.
The most vulnerable person
the
on the planet.
The most vulnerable.
More than senior citizens, more than anybody.
Yeah, because the crucial point for the baby is 6 weeks where the immune system kicks in. So my nerves are through the roof, man. Now I'm feeling it, right? I'm thinking about it. It was brutal. And I felt so sick, man. This is where I got the most scared. I'm on the toilet, and I feel lightheaded, weak. I haven't eaten. And then I've never felt what it feels like to have this low sodium level, unbeknownst to me at the time. It feels weird. And if it got any lower, I'd be in trouble, and I'll explain in a second. So I'm on the toilet. I'm going like, something's wrong. I text the doctor. I go, I think I'm going to call the EMS, man. He goes, don't worry, you know. He goes, don't freak out. You're anxious. I know you've been anxious during this whole thing. I've been texting him a lot, you know. Every second I was like, my finger hurts. So he goes, it's cool. He's like, just replenish what you're losing. Try to get something down. You know, it's hard for him to do this via text. I get it. And he was looking my eye. He was like, told me to check my oxygen. And because that's where it really hurts you is when the oxygen dips and your lungs are fucked. So my oxygen remained good. So he's like, just replace the fluids. Because he's thinking I'm just having diarrhea, you know?
Right.
Now they actually know that Corona dehydrates you so much that it's one of the common things that happens that your sodium levels drops.
Oh.
So if you have the GI version, drink fucking Gatorade and just get crackers. You got to get something
liquid
down.
Liquid IV.
Or the liquid IV. But you need electrolytes. You need sodium.
Yes, you do.
You need it. So, but I was like, I just...
Soup broth, all of it. Just suck it down.
Just get it down. Soup broth, chicken soup, Jewish penicillin. Get it down. Force it down. But make sure you're getting – it's more than – if you have diarrhea on the safe side, it's like you need Gatorade. It's just to be safe, just have a Gatorade. A little water, a little Gatorade. I didn't have any Gatorade. So I was like, fuck it. I'm calling the EMT. Even though he was like, don't worry. I was like, I feel weird. I just called them. They came. They checked my numbers. So your numbers are good. Blood pressure was okay. Heart rate was okay, whatever. So they're like, you really want to go? Because they're probably just going to let you go. And then they go, it's up to you. You know, I would just ride it out. And one of the guys was like, I had it too. I was where you were. I know you feel like shit, but, you know, you'll be all right. Your numbers are good. But if you want to go, it's up to you. So there was this moment where I was like, should I go? I almost said no, but I was like, it was one of those moments in my life where I got lucky. I could have said no. I was almost said no because the doctor's telling me I'm going to be fine. Not his fault. He doesn't know I'm not drinking Gatorade. We didn't specify. He's doing a million things. He works at an ER. My oxygen's fine. And much like these guys also, they're going like, you're all right. But both of them don't know how much water I've been drinking. They don't know the specifics and how little I've eaten, how much diarrhea I'm having. So I just made a decision. I just said, fuck. I just said, I don't care what it's going to – I have insurance, but I'm like, I don't care. Like, let me just go and have them check. I just was like – I had a bitch moment. And that bitch moment could have saved my life. And I'm not exaggerating because what I found out is my sodium levels, when I got there, they took my blood and then they were like, holy shit, your sodium's real low. That's what made them do the chest x-ray. That's where they found I had double pneumonia. And it was COVID was causing all this shit. But
damn, and you would have been staying home dying.
I would have went into a coma. If when your sodium levels get very low, you could go into a coma, you could die.
Damn.
So one of the nurses told me if I didn't go to the hospital, I could have been in the ICU or I could have been dead. So it's scary as fuck to think about. And so it was just a decision. So my advice would be don't freak out. Have the oxygen thing. If your oxygen goes like –
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, that's a common thing. So it's like And this is no bullshit. What I'm saying is all like, this ain't fucking, this is the truth. This is positive of this shit. You get the oxygen monitor. It's a little finger thing. You can get it on Amazon. And you don't want to freak out, but like every 4 hours, you know, just check. Especially if you have like a cough or, you know, if you have any trouble breathing, just check. And if it's like 89 or 90, go to the ER. Just go. Because that's trouble. If it dips below 95, that's trouble. And also Gatorade and shit. So I had what they call the GI version of it, which some people get these bad GI symptoms where it gets into the GI tract. And that diarrhea, dude, that version is painful. Like if you get it bad, like I got it.
Is it?
It's painful, dude. It's like pain and cramps and like poison. You feel poisoned. Your body wants to get nothing to do with that virus. It wants it out. And it reacts bad. And the inflammation, and your body's just trying to get it out. And
you're coughing the whole time?
No,
you
threw
up.
You didn't have a cough.
But you threw up.
There was nothing to throw up because at that point I couldn't get anything down. It was all liquid. I was drinking soup, like sipping it and like pushing little bits of chicken down. And at this point I'm starting to get loopy. So I don't even know how to take care of myself anymore. You know, at the 102
And I'm
fever,
going around smelling candles and weed fucking, and bleach. And I'm like, I can't smell any of it.
You're singing Christmas carols. The only problem is like a slight cough. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You had a cozy COVID Christmas. So that's our experiences are kind of the range of what can happen. And of course,
that's right.
I had.
But look, again, though.
I'm lucky.
Just because you had it and you got through it doesn't mean you're out of the woods. You're not. Here's the other thing. You're not bulletproof. You can still be infected from the time you had it till the antibodies built in your body. Mm-hmm. All right. Which takes about 30 days. You know, and what is it, a 3% chance or some shit like that? You get it again or whatever.
Yeah, it's very rare, but it does happen.
Are we immune to the new mutated virus?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I know that the vaccine looks good for all the strands.
So now do your wife, her mom, do they ever get it?
They didn't get it, man. They didn't.
And your daughter didn't get it?
Didn't get it.
Okay, now with a newborn like that, do they even suggest a test or do they just suggest a monitor?
I don't know. I don't know what they do with the newborn.
Did you ever, you didn't test her? Like
no.
Nasal swab or anything?
No,
like that?
But
your wife and her mom, no, negative the whole time?
And my baby, no. They didn't even test. They just had no symptoms. My wife actually, my mother-in-law recently went and got a blood test and tested for the antibodies. No antibodies.
So she didn't have it.
So if she didn't have it, my baby and my... I don't think anyone had it. They had no symptoms. The days went by, you know, so it was like everyone's okay. By day 10, if there's another thing the doctors know now. By day 10, if you have no new symptoms, you're going to recover.
Oh, no new
symptoms. No new symptoms on day 10. Or if you have no symptoms 10 days after being exposed to someone, you don't have it, right? Or if you had it and are asymptomatic, it's over. So you're good. You're not contagious anymore day 10 for sure. They say if you've had it 7 day, 1 day, no fever, 10 days after you've been exposed, if nothing happened, you've never had it. So I knew they were good.
What point do you feel that you start to turn the corner? Like roughly what day?
So I'm in the hospital, and that's the weird thing. That's what I learned about that. I was at the beginning of the rush. So like it wasn't crowded yet, but it was starting to get, I was part of that initial rush. So this was right about before Thanksgiving. This was the day before Thanksgiving. Okay. Went to the hospital. I spent Thanksgiving in the hospital. So they kept me overnight. They checked my blood every 4 hours.
And also, is your family freaking out at home, by the way? Now you're in the fucking hospital.
Little by little, I was contacted. I didn't contact any of them yet because I wasn't looking at my phone. And I told them while I was getting better that I had it. And
No, I mean your wife. And
they're
her
freaking
mom.
Out. Yeah, they're all freaking out. They're all freaking out, especially when I went to the hospital. They were freaking out.
That's what
out.
I'm saying. Now it's getting worse, obviously.
Yes. So to get your sodium levels up, they got to do it slowly. They can't do it quick or else it'll shock your body. So they kept me overnight and slowly IV dripped me with sodium. And then every 4 hours, they took blood to measure it. And then also, because of the double pneumonia, they did tests for the clot. You know, they checked for the clots. They checked to see if there was another bacterial infection that was causing the pneumonia, whatever else it could be. So I was good on everything, and I spiked 102 there, and then they were like, you can go. Right, and then they gave me a wheezing, some fucking inhaler, and that was it. In case you had some wheezing, never had the wheezing really,
And then I went home, and I was freaking
home or to the studio?
Back to the studio.
Okay.
And I was freaking out. I wanted to get out of the studio. This is when the story gets good. So I'm sorry I'm just getting to this point, but this is when it gets good. So then I'm like, then I think I'm at the point where I ate at the hospital. They gave me an Ativan, which calms you down. And I felt back kind of good. Mm-hmm. Then I get home, and I just start freaking out again. I start freaking out. I had a little more diarrhea. I had one more night of diarrhea. And then I was talking to my cousin-in-law, who's a doctor, one of the smartest guys you ever know. And he's like, when you're spasming at the end, when your asshole's just kind of like doing this, but nothing's coming out, that's usually when you're done. It's got everything out. So he's like, you're probably at the end. Now your body needs to recover. He said, the body's good at doing one thing at a time. So it's either fighting corona or resting, but it's not doing, your body can only really do one thing good at a time. So now a lot of people, when they're recovering, they're actually recovering from the fight, the fever and all that took all that out of your body. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why you still feel sick. It's just your body's going like, I need rest. I need to recover from this shit. So, I was still feeling shit. At this point, I think a lot of it was anxiety and just like, and I was like, I got to get out of here. I can't stay here anymore. I can't stay here one more second. I'm freaking out. I got to get out of here, right? I can't feel like a leper anymore. I'm alone. I need to be taken care of. I can't make my own fucking food. I'm ordering food. You know, they're bringing me chicken soups. I still didn't have an appetite though, or even a psychological appetite. And then now I'm scared to drink water because like, I don't want to drink too much
That's
water.
Interesting.
So I'm
yeah.
scared of that. So all this, now my anxiety's kicking in. So I call Paul Verzi, who I live like very close to. Him and his wife have had it. His kids have had it. So I make a plea, and he's such a good friend. And his wife.
He is a good dude, yeah.
He is, I mean, he's like my best. I mean, he's like top level friend. He's like, for me, he's probably my best friend now.
Yeah.
And he's been for a while, but he's up there. He's one of my best friends. How do you quantify that shit? But just the what he'll do for you as a friend. So he spoke to his wife, and they said, we'll take you. We'll take you. We'll give you our bedroom.
Nice.
You can quarantine in the bedroom, and we'll be in the rest of the house. And, you know, they're kids and shit going to school. So it's like having someone with corona in the house, that, you know, it's a big deal. But I was probably done with the corona at this point because now we're at day 7 or 8. So this is mostly anxiety, and I need to just recover from resting. I think I'm done. I didn't even have a fever before I went there. That was another reason why I asked. I was like, I think no more fever, but I feel like shit. I just psychologically got to get out of this fucking studio. I can't have corona and be staring at the fucking History Hyenas logo anymore. Imagine you were sitting in here.
I was just about to
fucking,
say, I would rip this place
apart. And all you
apart.
Were doing was looking at this neon thing, and you were sick in your stomach. You would hate the color neon.
I would trash this
yeah.
whole
I was like, I can't look at Chris DiStefano's fucking face for one more second. I can't deal with this fucking stupid office Brita. I don't have a kitchen in that apartment because it was so small. It's just like it's like a wall in the fucking – in the living room is the kitchen. So there's no – I'm stepping over lights and cords. I'm sick to my stomach. I got to get the fuck out of here. So I took an Uber. Me and Paul live like an hour and a half outside of New York City. This is in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I took an hour and a half Uber. And at this point, I still got the sweats. I even had like elevated liver enzymes like – into December, but all the rest of my blood was fine and symptoms were fine. Just these elevated liver enzymes lingered for some reason. Something pissed the infection, COVID like pissed my liver off yeah. or whatever. So, but it kept coming down. So I drive an hour and a half up to Paul's. They put me in their room, nice thing. I take pop a Tylenol for whatever reason because I think it's like going to help me sleep. I sleep a couple hours. I wake up fucking weak, scared, anxious. I can't get rid of it. And they were home. They were home, him and his kids. Then they were like, we got to go to my mother's house. They left. So I'm alone in the house. I'm checking my pulse. My heart rate's high. Tachycardia, it's like over 100. And I'm like, start freaking out. So I'm a comic. I call the EMT again. I call the EMS again. They take me in another fucking, they take me in another ambulance.
You got two ambulances.
Yeah, my wife sees it because you got to pass my house to get to Paul's house. She comes running with no shoes on, no socks. She's like, that's my husband. What's going on? Is he okay? Is he okay? I'm sitting in there like tired again. They got the IV in me. They're like, he's okay. His heart rate's a little high.
Oh, shit.
So the whole fuck, we live in a small place. The whole fucking town wakes up. Like nobody, you know, they're going, what the fuck's going on? There's an ambulance in the Verzi's house. The Verzi's aren't home. You know, they weren't there. They weren't even staying there. They were like, you can stay here. We'll go stay. So it's like, and yeah, and at this point, I don't even have corona anymore. I'm just, at this point,
you
I
just
think,
like the ride.
I think I like the ride at this point. I just like the comfort of being around medical professionals because I'm anxious. So they get me to the hospital, and then they do a CAT scan there just to check –
to see if there's clotting. And I think that's why they do the CAT scan. And then they're like, fine. But the doctors freaked me the fuck out. The doctors, when I first got in, they're like, yeah, like, so what can we do for you, sir? And I'm like, I don't like being called sir in that. I want a woman who's just nice, like a mom. Can I not have guys? Like, can I not have these army guys?
Yeah.
Who are just like, yeah, your leg's blown off, son. Because they kind of treat you like that. They're like, he goes, yeah, it's a pandemic. Everyone's sick. That's what he said to me. And I go, I need to be spoken to softly. I'm a comedian. Can I get somebody who's like a social worker or someone who's a little more empathetic than this fucking guy who goes, yeah, man. And he goes, yeah, it's a pandemic. Everyone's sick. That's what he said.
Yeah,
he,
pussy, it's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic. You know? I know you're not feeling well. He's like, yeah, he had it. He pointed to the other doctor. He goes, yeah, he had it. He just came back 10 days. And I'm like, yeah, but me, I just want to feel better. Make me feel better. Tell me I'll be done tomorrow. And they're like, it could be 3 weeks, could be 3 months. So I go, 3 months, 3 more months? I can't take 3 more months of this shit. I can't feel like this for 3 months. He's going, all right, relax. We'll check it out. They don't make you feel better. They just say, hey, go home, rest. You'll be over. They just look at your heart. They look at you and go, you're not going to die. Or they don't think you're going to die. And they send you home. But they don't make you feel better. At least me. I needed someone to go, you're going to be okay. And this is when you're going to be okay. And you can stay in the hospital and we'll take care of you because you're a fucking pussy. That's what I needed someone to say to me. That's what I was hoping someone was going to say. But they didn't do that. So they released me there. And then my wife doesn't want me to come home yet because of the baby and everything. So I go to a hotel. I sneak into a hotel and don't tell them I got COVID. Or that I had COVID. So I almost felt like a French spy or something. I walked in like holding it all together. I'm having a full-blown anxiety attack. I'm tired. I'm sweating like I'm just like, yeah, I'm here. Giannis Papa, here's my driver's license. I'm like shaking. I check in. I have Campbell's soup. My wife's bringing me like leaving at the door, soups. So for like Dude, 2 days, I'm living
right
out of a
now
microwave.
In my mind, it is a split screen of us driving around with Christmas carols, looking at lights, and you in the back of an ambulance.
We
and
should do it.
Your
should,
wife fucking running.
We should do a cartoon of this where it's your story versus mine.
Back and
so
forth.
So hear those sleigh bells ringling, jing, jing, jingling. And I'm just sitting there going,
look at the Grinch, kid. Look at the Grinch.
Yeah, we had different experiences.
Oh, we sure did, dude.
It's and then they kicked me out of the hotel because, of course, I called the EMT 2 more times when I was there.
No, you did not.
I did. Yeah, I called him 2 more times. Yeah, I'm gonna have $100,000 bill. It's just I think yeah. I called, so total. Oh, and I called him one more time in Brooklyn. So two and that's the Sour Patch Kid.
That's the Sour
Patch. So I called him twice.
No, that's the call to the EMT.
Two, three, four, five times total.
No.
That I called. Yeah, I went
in 2 weeks.
No, in a couple days.
I thought you meant the whole.
No, a couple days. Yeah, the days where it was
then
the worst.
Then why'd they kick you out?
So because I called the EMTs twice in one night. At the hotel. At this point, it's just anxiety.
They just came in and checked
you. They came and they gave me my numbers. They looked at my oxygen and they were like, you seem fine. You sure you want to go?
But the last ones told you that.
I know. So I was fearful, but I kind of didn't feel as bad as I kind of knew. I'm not sleeping at this point. I developed this fear of sleep, which was weird. At this point, I had a hunch.
I was with you on that. Like, I was scared to wake up every day with new symptoms and shit in my chest. Every fucking day, I was scared of that.
It's scary when the doctors go, we don't know. There's a lot we don't know. We just keep resting. And what they all basically said is if there's any new symptoms or if you have any trouble breathing, come back to the hospital. That's all they really said. They're like, there's nothing we can do for you, basically. Like, it's got to run its course. So that's kind of scary. When you go to the hospital and they tell you what it is and they tell you how to cure it, that's a good
thing.
So
you call the guys and they come back again. How far apart? Now, that
even worse,
night?
It was two women. So I felt even more like
well,
a bitch.
Well, you should have felt better.
Yeah, because I was like, can you guys carry me?
They're more bigger dicks than the guys are. Yeah,
they were like, yeah. And they were the ones who came the second time. So they probably sent the girls because they knew like, hey, this guy's called earlier in the night. Just go there and fucking, you know, because like they couldn't carry me in the stretcher. So they knew I wasn't going to go. They would just probably sent the ladies and shit.
So then the hotel was just like, you got to get the fuck out of here for that?
Yeah. So then they the front desk asked the EMT as they were like, what's going on? They're like, he's got COVID. So then they called like this Department of Health or whatever. And they're like, now you have to stay here 2 more weeks.
No.
In the room. So I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I call Paul Verzi again. I'm like, you got to bust me out of here. So he they almost didn't let him in. He just like came up to my room. I left like half the shit in the hotel room. I grabbed like two bags. He carried them and he just whisked me out of a side exit and brought me into my wife let me stay in the basement for a bit. It's like he broke me out of jail.
Hustled you out of a hotel.
And then she was the hotel owner is like this old Indian woman was screaming at him because it was a small hotel up by where we live. She's like fucking screaming.
Did you have your credit card on file? They just hitting you with those charges?
They hit me. I haven't even looked. I mean, God I'm down. Damn, yeah, dude. I mean, this was like now 2 months ago. I'm probably down a couple grand there. I mean, who the fuck knows? At that point, I just wanted to feel healthy again. And I tell you, once I got healthy, it was sort of like my own Christmas carol. It was kind of like I made up with all my friends who I had been a dick to or I'd had a fight with. I had a new appreciation for health. While I was sick, I was like, I will give up my entire career. I'll give anything just to feel healthy. Yeah. Because without health, you can't enjoy your daughter. And nothing. Then my family. I have a new appreciation for my family and everything because of COVID. And that scary thought, I haven't told you. This is what really freaked me out. There was a moment when I was feeling really sick where I thought this thought that I'd never thought before, which was, is the only way out of this to feel this way is to die. And that freaked me out once I had that thought earnestly because that's how sick I felt.
Like it was never going to get better.
Yeah, I was like, is that the way this to end how I feel? Because it's never going to get better. And that sent me for a mental spiral too. So it was really like a living hell for 2 weeks. It was really bad, man.
So what was it like when you first got to hold your daughter and kiss her again?
Oh, my God. I cried.
I'll bet.
I cried. Yeah, I got back into therapy. I got to admit Klonopin. I got prescribed Klonopin, which helped me the first couple days. I took it. I went to sleep. I still sweated a lot. And then I stopped taking it after like 3 days. And I started to sleep. And sleeping normal again and slowly feeling better again, it all felt good. But holding my daughter again.
Nothing like
it. It felt like, I mean, God, it's just like I won. Nothing can compare to it. It was like me winning the Super Bowl or like, you know, getting Letterman. Like none of that means anything. You know, when you first started, when Letterman was big, getting a Letterman or a new face or a half hour, you know, I had the half hour. I remember how that felt. You can't even compare it. It's like comparing Michael Jordan to someone who's a D3 basketball player.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
fair,
dude,
yeah.
That's why nothing means anything to that's me anymore right. except doesn't. My daughter and my wife.
That's what I realized during our Corona Christmas while you were down and out. Oh, you were healthy by then because yours was Thanksgiving.
I was healthy.
So you got to
have
Christmas with your first Christmas ever. You missed your daughter's first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But you got the first Christmas.
I didn't. It was the most special one. Fuck, it was weird because my in-laws, I spent it with my in-laws. Then we went to my in-laws' house, which was great. I recovered. He's a doctor. It was nice to be around him. He sent me to his friend as a follow-up. So it was just nice to be around a doctor. And he was telling me, you're fine. That was reassuring. But he kept saying like, this doesn't feel like Christmas. You know, everyone was kind of negative on the corona because we're all quarantined. We didn't get to see the whole family. And I kept going, this is the best Christmas of my entire life. And it was.
Yeah.
This was the best Christmas of my entire life. I didn't get to see any of my family. I didn't, you know, but that I was healthy and around my wife and my daughter again after what I went through.
Yeah.
This will be the best Christmas I will have. The Christmases from here on out will all be it's all downhill from here.
No, it's not.
I will never have a Christmas as good as that Christmas.
You wait until your daughter finds out about Santa Claus and all that shit. You never know what life's going to throw at you.
I'll ruin that for you. I'd be like, he's not real.
You think we're done with pandemics? I don't know.
I hope. Yeah, but I mean.
Brother, I'm glad you're well.
Thank you
for coming here.
Sorry I spoke so much, man.
Please. Yeah. I was here to see. I wanted to get mine out of the way at the top because I knew it was nowhere near yours. I'm sorry that you went through that, but I'm glad you're all right. We beat it. We've got the immunity. We can get back out there, brother.
Yeah, let's go. Let's tongue kiss or something.
I'm down.
We can.
promote everything one more time again, please.
Yeah, History Hyenas, Long Days. Go to YannisPappasComedy.com. You can watch the Long Days episodes. Those are my two podcasts, History Hyenas and Long Days. Watch my special, please. It's free on YouTube called Blowing the Light. And that's it, man.
Great, man.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in. As always, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to you all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.